Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with why am I not happy? Well, I know a lot of people in my circle have trouble finding happiness, and that includes me. So let's get into this. I've got 3 insights for us to explore. Number 1, redefine happiness. What is your definition of happiness, and is it serving you? So I've talked to several different people, and happiness can include these different elements: comfort, contentment, joyful moments, peace, calm acceptance, feeling on purpose, play, and fun. So out of the things that I've listed, is any of these things or a combination of these things in your definition of happiness? I know my definition of happiness doesn't include feeling wonderful. I have depression symptoms, and so feeling joyful is not on the table for me. So what is? Family members have told me that I laugh every day, but I notice that my depression symptoms don't let me pause and notice these things. Because depression symptoms are part of my life, I needed to find another way to define happiness for myself. I don't think of being joyful and exuberant. I think of, am I on purpose in my mission in life? Am I safe? Do I have a roof over my head? Do I have loved ones? And do I have food in my belly? These are just some of the things that I have as part of a definition of happiness for myself. I am doing my best to avoid setting up rules that keep me from being happy. The second insight is look for empowering questions. So the original question was, why am I not happy? So I had a conversation with a friend, and we talked about different types of questions. Some questions can lock you in a dark place. Why am I not happy can be one of those thoughts. So here are some empowering questions. Do I have some good moments during the day, and do I recognize that? Can I change my routine so that I can have more happy moments? Can I look at happy moments as being more varied? So I get away from the thought that happiness is just feeling good. Then I have the other types of good moments. You could feel comfort in the moment, or peace, or calm acceptance, or feel that you're on purpose, or feel that you're doing good for a family member. When I listen to people and I give them space, I know I'm doing a service because most people can't listen. And this means something to me, and it makes me know that I'm on purpose. You may call that subtle happiness, not big feel-good happiness. And now our third insight. Decide what questions to ask the gods. When you meditate or pray, you can ask the gods these questions. Can I have some more moments of comfort, please? What is there for me to learn? If I learn this lesson, do I skip repeating this suffering? Are there other ways for me to feel good? Also, you can ask the gods, if I have a dark feeling, what can change that thought and lead me towards a lighter perspective? So as you pray, you can put a positive intention into the universe. So when I think that I'm down in the gutter, I try to look back on my life and look at the places that I've been. And I notice that I'm in a better place than I was before. So if I concentrate on that, and I know that the future is ever-changing, there's a possibility that it will get even better the longer I stay open and present. And I can ask the gods to help me stay open and present. In summary, number 1, redefine happiness. Number 2, look for empowering questions. And number 3, decide what questions to ask the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and for more information and my 9 books, visit GoddessHasYourBack.com. Blessed be.